All of us in Hawaii are still learning about the impact of coral bleaching and how it's affecting the state's natural resources. A new generation of scientists is working on solutions, and that includes our next guest. Sonia Giardina is a Hilo High School student whose work on coral bleaching and its effects on nearby fish populations has been recognized by the Regeneron Science Talent Search. That is the oldest science competition in the country. She spoke with The Conversation's Harrison Patino about her work and her thoughts on representing Hawaii in this national competition.
It's a huge honor to be able to represent Hawaii. I really love this place, and I'm proud of the work that I've done. And it feels good to know that work like this on coral reefs and on our environments in Hawaii is appreciated by an organization like Regeneron Science Talent Search. And I appreciate all the work that they're doing with young students and that they're supporting us and our schools.
This is a pretty old talent search. What's it feel like to be part of a lineage that's 80 years old?
I'm in good company. Yeah, it feels amazing. Just looking through the whole list of scholars and seeing all the crazy work that they're doing and knowing that there's so many years of past scholars that have been doing this work that's really changing the world. I'm excited to be in that company and have the possibility to maybe go to Washington, D.C. and actually present research with young scientists that are excited. Just like me.
So you mentioned coral reefs. Could you give us a little bit of a background on your research?
You know, growing up in Hawaii, I've spent a lot of time on the ocean, hanging out on our reefs. And basically in 2015, I noticed that the reefs were changing, and I later found out that this was due to higher temperatures causing coral bleaching. And so because I care so deeply about Hawaii's reefs, I wanted to learn more about how I could actually contribute to solutions to preserving these reefs for future generations. So that's kind of the need behind my project. I hoped with this project to understand how bleaching actually affects fish communities and their diversity, because there's kind of a knowledge gap there for managers. So with this research, I set up a project in a really awesome natural study system at Wailea Bay, which is on Kona side for those of you who might know it as Beach 69. Within the bay, there are underwater islands that are distributed throughout the sand. And these islands vary in size and isolation from the main reef. So what I wanted to do is kind of study this model island biogeography system and look at how bleached coral islands' size and distance from the main reef affects fish diversity and abundance. So I videoed these islands, videoed fish communities, went back through and identified the various different fish I found, and then found some really cool results. So I looked a little bit at percent coral cover on these islands, and notice that coral cover does seem to affect fish diversity, suggesting that this is a really important habitat for restoration. We need to focus on coral reefs to restore to promote diversity of other organisms as well. But I also found that even without a lot of live coral cover on these underwater islands, the habitat still supported a wide variety and diversity of fish species. I actually found 42 different species of fish from nearly, I think, 12 different families throughout the bay, which was amazing. Definitely learned a lot about Hawaii's tropical reef fish. Probably one of the most important findings was that the larger islands actually tended to support a greater diversity of fish species, which, you know, is kind of intuitive. But I hope that these results kind of provide insight for future restoration of these areas.
So it's clear just hearing you talk that you have a keen scientific interest and aptitude, but why is exploring these issues important to you personally?
I think especially working on coral reefs is really important to me personally because growing up, they were kind of my playground. I've lived here nearly all my life. And snorkeling on the reefs, bodyboarding, you know, the reefs always, they provide the breaks that we use to surf. They provide a beautiful resource for tourism and snorkeling and all that. And I really just want to preserve these habitats for future generations and contribute to the solutions so that other kids like me who are living here or who are living in areas like Florida or on the Great Barrier Reef can also experience these habitats. Not to mention how important they are on a global sense. They affect humans. They affect our industries. They're super important for tourism and agriculture and aquaculture. They prevent erosion along coastal areas, and they support fish diversity across the globe. So I think a lot of this has to do with the place that I grew up. It's just kind of been a huge central aspect of my whole life. And recently, doing work with Science Fair and then getting to work in a coral reef research lab, I've just gained an even broader understanding of how cool and vital these organisms are to our whole lives, basically.
Your research has a lot of ecological and environmental implications to it. Do you think it's important that more scientific research in the future looks towards solving environmental issues?
Yeah, I think so. I think that sometimes, sometimes a shortcoming of science can be that we don't always communicate how its implications for the future and for legislation. Because right now, that's really what we need. We need, equipped policymakers who can use this science to then inform our policies and our laws about marine conservation and even conservation on land. And so, yeah, I think that should be a goal behind nearly all science that we're doing. There should be an end goal to really affect change in the world and do science that is important to the ecology of our oceans, the ecology of our land, and basically resource management in the future. And that's kind of what I want to do.
So what's next for you in this talent search?
I don't have a lot else to do as myself, but I'm hoping that I have a chance at being one of the 40 finalists, potentially. So that would be the next step. Also, as a Regeneron Science Talent Search Scholar, we do have, not an obligation, but they ask us to reach out to policymakers and legislatures in our community. So I'm hoping that I can do some of that. They give us some really cool resources. And so I think with that, I hope that in the future I will have time to do more of that. But I think now, it's waiting till the finalist results come out. And then also in the meantime, advocating STEM in the community, which is a huge part of what the Regeneron Science Talent Search is asking us to do as scholars.
So, Sonia, I have to ask the big question. Are you planning on staying in Hawaii for college, or do you think you're going to go to the mainland?
There is a strong possibility that I am staying here for college, yeah. I'm thinking pretty seriously about University of Hawaii at Manoa. They have a really awesome global environmental sciences program that has some super cool opportunities for independent research, REU programs, all that. And then I really do love this place. So, I'm strongly considering spending my next 4 to 5 years here because I want to return here and kind of give back to the community that has raised me and given me so much in terms of, environment, culture, generosity of the people and all that. I think I might be staying here for a little bit longer.
Here's hoping you stay here, Sonia. So thank you so much for talking to us, and good luck on the way to D.C. We certainly hope that you make it there.
Thank you.
The impressive young Sonia Giardina, still a student at Hilo High School, speaking with The Conversation's Harrison Patino. Her recent work on coral bleaching led to her selection by the Regeneron Science Talent Search, one of 300 students to be honored from around the country and the only young scholar to be chosen from Hawaii.